Issues Etc. regular guest Pastor Stephen Parks on why your congregation should join the Issues Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues Etc. My own congregation is a very small church, and I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues Etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc., the Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're going to pick our Issues Etc. blog post of the week, and then we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote. We'll play the four soundbites, 1-877-623-6943, here in about 3 minutes. Talk back at issuesetc.org. First, Jeff's pick for blog of the week. What is it, Jeff?
Mine is Babylon Falling by Pastor Jonathan Fisk. It's a blog post titled Old Tired Ideas. I'm reading yet another one of these new, evocative, forward-thinking books by church guys who have made a name for themselves by gathering a few thousand people around their charisma and now are taking it upon themselves to save the church in the Western world with a one-shot, 200-page aphrodisiac nicely broken down into bullet points and acronyms. What I just can't get over, what I can't believe, what I can't understand, how Lutheran Church Missouri Synod leaders don't see, is that these new books are so full of old ideas as to need a walker or a cane to get around. Check that. The guys who first spouted these ideas have been dead nearly a century. I'm just paraphrasing. Apparently, the current trend in the church growth movement is to admit your ideas have failed and then turn around and say that the same ideas are the answer, only nuance. New term plus old idea plus breakthrough dust jacket equals dollars. And Pastor Fisk concludes, but for heaven's sakes, let's be honest about it. Admit that you're a liberal and dance away. The emergent dudes are light years ahead of you here. They're not making any qualms about their love of Hegel and these good old boys. They're authentic about it. You're just selling books to try to convince yourself that you haven't wasted the last 30 years, millions of dollars, and lost an entire generation for Jesus. Seriously. I mean, seriously, there's nothing new under the sun. My pick for blog post of the week, Babylon Falling, a blog post titled Old Tired Ideas by Pastor Jonathan Fisk.
All right, that's a great pick, by the way. Mine comes from a blog called Utah Lutheran, and this post is titled Pieper on Apologetics. Franz Pieper is one of the fathers of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but he's also one of the primary teachers, in that he wrote a massive three-volume dogmatics that was for many years, I don't think it is anymore, sad to say, was for many years the standard for teaching Lutheran theology, systematic theology to pastors. I don't know if they do that anymore, teach Lutheran theology to Lutheran pastors, but it's on apologetics. Lutherans are often given the rap that they don't do apologetics. Here's Pieper on apologetics. The Christian apologist is in a position to show any rational man, particularly if he have a well-trained mind, that after all, it would appear more reasonable to accept the claims of Christianity as true than to reject them as false. The blog post goes on, in the Missouri Synod, apologetics has a bad name. Reliance on it is considered tantamount to unbelief, and those who study it are told that they don't trust the gospel. We have the meaning of the third article of the Creed quoted to us, and we're told that you can't rely on apologetics and be confessional. Funny how they always seem not to read the first article of the Creed, where reason is considered not the devil's whore, but a gift from God. Along with this myth that apologetics are un-Lutheran and that Lutheran fathers never used apologetics, somehow the endeavor of apologetics has been handed over to the Reformed and is often betrayed a shallowness that goes along with that theological position. For those of you who hold that position, tell it to Pieper, says Utah Lutheran, my pick for blog post of the week. And if you want your blog read and considered for Issues Etc. blog of the week, All you need to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote, and you will find the Issues Etc. widget. You can put it on your blog. The instructions are all there, very simple to do. Once the widget is on your blog, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Tell us about it, and we'll read your blog, and we'll consider it every week for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.